top of the morning to you. Welcome into the program. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Paulie Howard from Circa Resort and Casino in downtown Las Vegas. Busy show lineup here for you on a Monday morning. We'll get to plenty of NFL, NBA, NHL, Paulie. And today, when you check the old calendar, it says March 1st. Good. So we'll do a lot of college basketball on the program as well. And based on what I noticed this weekend in Las Vegas, I went out all 3 days, went out Friday night, Saturday night, yesterday afternoon. I wanted to get a lay of the land in what it was looking like here around town. I went to all different parts of the city. And let me tell you, Paul, based on, again, what I saw this weekend over 3 days, Las Vegas is going to look pretty similar to, you know, almost every single previous March Madness that I've been here for. It was completely packed no matter where I went. Mm-hmm. In fact, on Saturday night, now granted, the Golden Knights were playing, and it still kind of is trippy to me that Las Vegas is a professional sports town, but huge here with the hockey. The first bar slash restaurant I went to with a buddy, no chance. Wait was 45 minutes just to get in. And they, you know, specialize in showing the Golden Knights. We went across the way to another bar. They laughed at us. I have to have reservations. No way you're getting in tonight. We went to a third spot a couple of miles down the road. Also, like, every TV in the restaurant and the bar was on Vegas Golden Knights hockey that night. Every single one, no exaggeration. We actually found a table at that spot, but it was crawling with people all over this weekend.
I was here. I was at a zoo as well, and they are crushing it here at Circa. The machines were packed. The tables were packed. The sports book. And Mike Palm told me they are sold out Saturday. Pool and the booths and everything for the Saturday of the Madness. So, and I imagine that would be the same on Friday. I think there's only a couple spots left. Mm-hmm. And then the big question was, what happens to Sunday now, even though they tinkered and changed the schedule? And tonight, the Knights are at home, and for the first time, fans are allowed. Get about 2,500 in there. But, yeah, it's going to be the Madness will be crazy out here. It is March. It's the two-year anniversary coming up of you're getting caught in the cleavage peak when it was great out here. One of the first times we hung out with Mike Palm. And I need some sunglasses. I've tinkered with the lights in here as well. I mean, this is bright. I you know, it's like looking at the sun, get a glimpse and look away with the...
But you tie it in all together. The cleavage shot, Costanza, look away. You don't stare at the sun.
great. There was a woman here Saturday, hit $54,000 in the high limit. It was a $7 bet. Like light dragon, lightning or something. I don't know what. I should go up there and look at it. Mm-hmm. Some lightning game, I guess. A $7 bet, and she won $54,000. And it's always interesting. You hear, I'm like, tweet that out. Put that up, Circa. That's great stuff. Say, hey, dreams come true. Big things happen here at Circa.
No, this spot has been, now going back to the NFL playoffs, and I think even before then, stadium swim been very busy. The casino, I told the story of about a month ago. I had a buddy in town from Texas. He was here all weekend. I came down here. Friday night, Saturday the whole time, it was a zoo then. So they know what they're doing here.
Yep.
Everybody's safe. Masks are, applied everywhere else, but it's good. Let's follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We'll get into college basketball coming up next, discuss some of the results from the weekend. Tonight's schedule, some future odds as well. Bracketology, we'll run it all down in college hoops coming up for you next.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Trevor Bauer makes his Dodgers spring training debut today, $1.80 favorite at home against the Rockies, +160. In the Grapefruit League, it's the Yankees, $1.80 with Garrett Cole on the mound against the Detroit Tigers, +160. In the NHL, Carolina, $1.25 road favorite at the Florida Panthers. Calgary, $1.65 road favorite at Ottawa. Senators outscored by 30 goals this season. Utah, best record of the NBA at 27-7. Winners of 8 of 10, laying 6.5 today at New Orleans. College basketball, Bedlam in Stillwater, Oklahoma, and Oklahoma State a pick'em. VSiN experts are analyzing all the hoops, hockey, tennis, and soccer action every day to help make you a sharper better. Right now, you can get everything we have to offer, including our upcoming bracket betting guide through the College Hoops Finals for just $50. Invest in your sports betting success today, vsin.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Sennett.
Get the latest VSiN odds at vsin.com. And remember, cashing tickets is what it's all about. It's time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Polly Howard.
Hey, welcome in from the OddsTrader.com studio, Circa Resort Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info you need. Thank you, Alexander. We love you. Great site, real-time bet tracking, live in-game odds and stats, in-game tracking tools, compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses, OddsTrader.com. You said it. We know it. It's March. Here we go. Four bids go out this weekend. When we come in next Monday, four teams will punch their ticket to the big dance. And now, and we got the Big South that starts today. And once a year, I get to do this. Just once. Once a year, I get to rip these small conferences for the greed. That's not even greed. It's just stupidity to continue to play their conference tournaments just for the sake of getting one game on ESPN when all your money can be made if someone makes a deep run in the madness and could get hot and win a couple games and go to the Sweet 16 because of the astronomical TV prices, TV contracts, that they have. Winthrop went 17-1 in conference play, won their league by five games. Nope, sorry, going three more. Not good enough. Why they don't just say, obviously, this is the best team. They proved it over 3 months in an 18-game conference schedule. No automatic bid. Go in a couple more, and in this case, three more, and they start with High Point, and they're laying 14.5 tonight in the quarters.
Yeah, see, we've been saying this for, my God, so many years now, I can't even keep track of it. But how is it possible that three more games in a conference tournament is more important to that one program than potentially getting the automatic bid already and then doing damage in March Madness? And I know people are going to come back and say, well, the money from the conference tournaments from TV is too big to turn down.
They don't make anything.
They don't make anything.
Right. I've seen the numbers. Right. There's no one in the stands. It's stupid.
And oh, by the way, so what if the team is good enough, though, to actually win a couple of games, shock the world, go to the Sweet 16? They're the talk of the country.
That's the money.
That's exactly right.
That's the money.
Florida Gulf Coast 8 years ago,
yep.
Right?
Still, never forget it.
Burned into my memory from what they did, how they dominated the first two games in the tournament, right? Never heard of the school. Before that year.
See what happened to enrollment after?
Of course, yes.
That's right.
Spiked big time.
Yep.
And how bad is it for the conference then if they would go down and lose and then you have, you know, what would be considered an awful team by many people get in the tournament then instead.
Right.
And then they lose by 27 points in round one. Was it really worth it? I say no every single time.
And that's the worst thing that can happen to you when a team that under 500 gets hot and happens to win the league.
Yep.
You don't want to see that happen.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that DraftKings at some point in other books today, maybe, certainly this week, they pulled down yesterday after the Villanova game started, they pulled down their Selection Sunday specials that they were offering. For example, will Team A make the tournament? Yes or no, you could bet on that. And then you could bet on some certain teams with their overall seeds. I'll tell you, going back to, over the weekend or late last week, in Kansas now, their total was 4.5. I'd like to see that number today after that win against Baylor. Arkansas's number was 4.5. Lenardi has them a 5 today, a 5 seed. Duke, Lenardi's next four out. That win, that game would have been huge for them. They were favorites, like 5.5 or 6 points against Louisville on Saturday night. Couldn't win that game, going to overtime. So now one of the last four buys goes to Louisville per his numbers. He still has Indiana in. Aren't they 12-12 on the year?
No, he doesn't.
He's got him.
Come on.
I got him last four in right now.
Where's Michigan State?
First four out, along with Minnesota, first four out.
Mercy.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah, well, they got some. I mean, Belmont got swept this weekend. Drake, I had a push with Bradley Friday. Drake wins by 9, and then they come back the next day and lose.
Yep.
So that's just these teams that have to win. Some, you know, just because you have to win doesn't mean you're going to win. Doesn't mean must bet either. You saw that with what happened with a lot of those teams and what happened is, and I got to give it up. Hey, if I bash them, I have to. Great job by Iowa. That's a great win.
Absolutely.
And Ohio State's got issues now. See if they still get the one seat. But a great win for Iowa, and they are fun to watch. I saw what Ken Pom tweeted. I enjoy this Iowa team. I'm rooting for them. But you know they have to be more consistent. And it begs the question: what happens if they play in a game and the shots aren't falling? But a good job defensively, and a nice win for Iowa. So now it gets interesting, and now it gets fun.
Yep.
Now that the March is upon us, and a lot of these tournaments are starting, and bids go out this weekend. Excellent.
Yeah, there's the tweet from Ken Pomeroy as well. Entertaining as hell, sure. They're flawed major ways, but aren't we all? He's
yeah.
right with that. And
yeah,
I have to
right.
I co-signed that because last week I was pretty harsh on Iowa, saying I don't believe in this team. I don't think they're very good. and they go there on the road, and they pretty much dominated that game. It got to a four-point game early second half, but after that, they put the kibosh down on Ohio State again and ran away with it, and they won by double digits. Very strong win there. I don't know what that was from Villanova. Laying double digits yesterday on the road against Butler, and they shot 2 of 27, which is the worst shooting performance under Jay Wright, and they continue to slide. And right now I'm looking at the bracket matrix, which is a combination of everybody who does bracketology. They still have Villanova a 2 seed, and they have them actually as the third overall 2 seed ahead of West Virginia on that line. Iowa 3 seed. That's like the overall combination, the average of everybody who does this, obviously. But that was...
I like them $1.20 to win the Big East tournament.
Okay.
They always play well there. I saw Houston at one spot, -350 to win the American.
Very strong. Whoa!
I would take Wichita at 7-1, although they're running into some COVID issues. But they knocked off Houston. But I thought that was too high for Houston.
Good tweet from Jeff Borzello. Illinois now, good win at Wisconsin this weekend. They are the new leader in quadrant one wins. They have 8. 5 teams have 7 quad one wins. Gonzaga, Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, and Oklahoma State, which, by the way, I'm looking at, he doesn't get everything right, but he's usually, fairly spot on. In Lenardi's bracketology right now, he has Gonzaga 1, obviously. He has Oklahoma State an 8 seed. And let's see, for example, he has them playing Maryland. Maryland, nice win yesterday against Michigan State. But let's say Oklahoma State wins that game and they get Gonzaga in the second round. With that kid on the floor, Cade Cunningham, and what he did against Oklahoma, now they play again on Monday night. He had 40 points. He's going to be the number one pick in the draft. He's a huge favorite to go number one overall. Gonzaga, maybe they have an off shooting night. Oklahoma State's playing good basketball. This kid has 30, 35 points. Squeaky bum time for Gonzaga potentially in the second round.
Well, I hope not.
I hope so.
And then it's just down to Gonzaga now after Baylor gets beaten. And what Drew said afterwards, sure, I believe it. I mean, they lost their mojo and they lost their flow and rhythm. They were so good for so long. You see the issues they've had since they came back with that layoff. I mean, what were they laying? 23 against Iowa State, something like that? 1-7, and then they get beat by Kansas. So that's what he said after the game, and that's something to watch until they got a couple big games coming up this week, too, if you want to fade Baylor until they can show they're back on track after this long layoff. Mm-hmm. That's a coach talking. So, absolutely, I buy it. And they had two back-to-back bad offensive performances.
And another good game by Michigan this weekend as well. Boy, they are good. Basically no fall off from John Beilein to Juwan Howard as the head coach. And certainly locked into a one seed right now. They only have one loss on the year. And in fact, they leapfrogged Baylor in KenPom's power ratings. So now Michigan is now up to number 2. Gonzaga is number 1. And Gonzaga's number has come back to the pack a little bit over the last week. But that Michigan outfit is outstanding. They take teams apart.
Good action. Good weekend. Good. The NBA was fantastic. Now we're getting into it with college basketball. The golf delivered again. While there wasn't much drama, still what Morikawa did was impressive. 40-45-1 at some places. So what was it Saturday? A stretch where he birdied 8 of 9 holes? But the golf is so good with the high level of play and so many different – the fields are so deep about what guys can do and who can win, rather. The Scheffler story was fun for a while. He fell apart. Horschel. How the hell did he finish tied for second? He's got the shoes and socks off. He's hitting it out of the water. Mm-hmm. Then he's out of bounds. He's making Hovland played well. Koepka again. It looked like he was hurt on Saturday, but bounced back and tied for second. And the Morikawa just fantastic with the – I was surprised at his odds going into Sunday. He was only +175 to win. And then the four-shot lead was cut in half, but still he was nails. And a lot of guys struggled on the back nine. That's a fun course. It's a good watch on TV. NBC did a good job, but now we go Arnold Palmer. We got TPC coming up, which coincides with the shutdown last week. We're on the air. They got around it, and then it was shut down.
That's right.
With what happened. But I tell you, golf delivers. Tributes to Tiger, I mean, this is just fantastic.
That was great. There's so much talent. The field is loaded with so many exceptional players. Like, look at what Hovland did. And I love the kid.
Yeah.
And we'll spend a little bit more time on him a little bit later on in Good, Bad, and the Ugly for today's show. But he's so young, and he's in like almost every single tournament that he plays, and he has still to this day like pretty decent odds to win, right? But in a field that basically has every good golfer in it, he has that absolute meltdown on Friday where he has a quadruple bogey on his final hole of the day, and he is all over the map. And I'm just like, oh, God, I feel so bad for this kid because he seems like he's the genuine article, really good guy. You root for, you know, people like this. And his overall game is just, he's got to get, he's not flawless. We all know this, right? But who is when it comes to a golf, their golf game? Everybody has, like, you know, some weakness here or there. His weakness is just at one hole, it's inevitable where he's going to fall on his face. And if you take away that hole, he's right there with Morikawa because he bounced back beautifully after that. I don't know how. He was not demoralized the next day or yesterday. Made a great run. If that doesn't happen, he's right there. Maybe they go to a playoff or maybe he wins the whole thing. But just...
How about the differences in rounds between the guys? They put that up on the broadcast. I couldn't believe it. Like, there was a difference of 11 under for DeChambeau, 11 shots, rather, with one. I think he had a horrible first round and great fourth round, whatever it was. But the round-to-round difference by a lot of guys and how they either had a great round and then it imploded. You know, what happened to Smith, too. Smith was the lead and then a couple of shots in the water. And then what DeChambeau did, and so there was a big difference there as well. So excellent coverage again, a lot of fun with the golf, and congrats to Wes Reynolds again. He had grace to win the Puerto Rico Open, and that guy finished top five. It was 200-1 at Campos.
Campos, yeah.
So at least you got a sweat with that. Hockey was great. NBA, we'll get to the football with the crazy upsets, and then it seems like this only happens in the NBA, but it happens so often in the NBA. Last night, the Kings were laying 3.5. But how about if you had money line? They're up 8 at the line with a minute 13 left. Fox bricks both. Charlotte scores. Bagley gets fouled. He bricks both. They missed 5 free throws in the last 69 seconds, and they somehow lost the game in regulation. Up 8, 2 free throws, a minute 13 left at home. Lost the game.
Like, I wonder if the in-play was actually on the board. Because I've noticed a lot lately that books are taking games down with about 2 minutes to go. You can't even bet them. I don't even know if it was on the board last night at a lot of legalized sports books anyway. But at home, and you have that big of a lead, and you're going to the free throw line. And then it was just 3-pointer for Charlotte. They fouled Terry Rozier shooting a 3. He goes to the free throw line. He makes all 3 of them. Then, was it an and one with 1 second left?
It was an and one.
Yeah, they have the lead. They foul Malik Monk. And he makes the layup, goes to the free throw line with a second left, hits it. That's your ball game. We'll see you later.
Yep.
Luke Walton.
You called that. I'll tell you. I mean, we weren't working here yet, but at the time, I know Laker fans were excited. I could have coached that Warrior team. He was getting credit for the big salad.
He was.
He had nothing to do with it. Kerr's out. Come in. Oh, look at this. Luke Walton. He hasn't lost the game. He's doing a great job. But who couldn't? Look at that team Golden State had. Well, Mark Jackson, apparently. That's the one guy. Mark Jackson couldn't win a game with Curry and Thompson.
Yeah, he couldn't figure it out.
Running post-ups for Jermaine O'Neal. And then the Knicks now have covered 13 in a row in the first half, including the impossible on, what was it, Friday or Saturday?
That was on Saturday.
Was it Saturday? Like a 21-4 run? And Rose hits a 3 from the parking lot at the buzzer.
Yeah, they were down by 17 points in the first half.
They covered.
They're... I think laying a half a point in that game for the first half. They had no business whatsoever.
No.
He gets the steal, buries that one from way downtown, and they go to halftime. Knicks have a 2-point lead. It's a great story. I really hope this team makes the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That would be great. And by the way, if I got to double-check the standings. If the Wizards did not have a melt yesterday, right? They're up 110-107 with like 15 seconds left at Boston. Beal has – how about that stat with Bradley Beal?
I can't believe it.
They've lost 11 straight games when he scored at least 40 points. Anyway, the Celtics come back to win the game in regulation. They get a couple of layups, and Tatum hits a nice shot to win it. 111-110. If it wasn't for that game, the Celtics would be in last place in their division. And I think the Heat are coming
up. Price check. If you can get $220 in that range, $2, going to be hard. $2, $220, $230. Now's the time to buy on the Heat to win the division.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, too. I'm not going to tell you to go out and bet them to win the East because the number's going to be around for a long time, I believe. I don't think like 14 or 15 to 1 is going to dissipate. But that, I think, is the one team that could give the Nets some problems in a 7-game series in the Eastern Conference. And who knows? I still don't think the Bucks can. I don't think they can beat them in a 7-game series.
Here comes Freak.
They're coming on. Right, Freak's playing unbelievable basketball. They've won 5 straight. Weird. They won 5 straight. They lost 5 straight. Now they won 5 straight again. You figure that out. But the Heat, once they get everybody back, he's an unbelievable coach. We all know that. Maybe that's the team that could push, and maybe the Sixers too, but I think I might have the Heat number two behind the Nets in that conference once, you know, 2 months down the road talking. That was a good win for them over the weekend against the Jazz. Very good win. I mean, with the way that that team's playing basketball.
And what was it yesterday? No Butler, no Hero, and they beat Atlanta?
Yep.
Came out in a low-scoring game, especially in the first half. Yep, and I'll tell you, the Rockets, oh my God. How are you going to lay this? What are the Rockets today? How can you lay this with Houston? They are atrocious. I mean, at least the Cavs won a couple games here in the last week. The Rockets are laying?
Well, there you go.
What was that last? Look at that. They're down 30 to Memphis. Well, oh, my God. Houston's terrible.
25 minutes ago, before the show started, it was 5.5. Now it's down to 4.5.
That's crazy. They can't be laying that.
I don't know. 4.5 is going to be around by the end of the show. Yeah, that was John Wall last night. Just he's like, this is pathetic. Of course it is. And he had a game where he took at least 10 shots in one of the quarters, and he made one. First Rockets player to take 10 shots in a quarter since James Harden did it like once, and he made one or zero shots. Just, awful. We'll recap the wild weekend in college football. Dogs were incredible ATS on Saturday. Details coming up next. On the program, it has followed the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard. I'll get to the NBA card coming up tonight in about 10 minutes. From over the weekend in college football, we had Brad Powers on the show late last week talking about FCS and, you know, ran down games that he liked. This is a good tweet from him after the action was over with on Saturday. A lot of things happened this weekend. North Dakota State, their long winning streak, 39 games, bye-bye. Underdogs, look at that number. 16-4 ATS. Six double-digit dogs won outright, including Dixie State. Remember, he talked about that game.
Oh, my. I know.
He said the Sagarin rating had it a 4.5-point game. The point spread was actually 27.5. He said it was the biggest disparity he's ever seen between the two. And they won it outright.
Getting 27.5. They win by double digits. VMI plus 21, 9-1 on the money line. Won the game 14-13. You can put it back up, guys. Southern Illinois, as you mentioned. North Dakota State laying 16.5. Southern Illinois 7-1 on the money line. Their worst loss since 2005 for North Dakota State. Blown out in that game. Gardner Webb plus 17.5. Won by 3 touchdowns. And then, Incarnate Word was plus 350 on the money line. So, it's lunacy what happened. Six double-digit dogs win the game outright.
Yep.
And another angle we talked about with them, too, the teams that had played versus the teams that didn't have a game yet and how that worked out. So if this is any indication, my God. And then the first batch of games, there was a ton of unders in the FCS games.
Yeah. So here's an observation that I picked up on, and I can't wait to see what their next number is going to be with the point spread. Nickel State, remember week one, they won their game 87-3. Well, they came back last week. They beat Lamar 55-0. And it's not easy a lot of times to find box scores from these games or breakdowns, right? But from what I gather, Nickel State outgained Lamar 659-91. And I did find an overall box. I think it's accurate after searching last night. They had five guys run for at least 40 yards. I mean, it was just, I think they had 10 or 11 guys with a rush in that game. And
bad beat in that game. The total was 55. Little help? Lamar?
Was it really?
Come on. Give me something. Kick a field goal.
Here's the thing. Evidently, you're not going to get a lot of help against Nickel State so far this year.
Apparently, yes.
I mean, the combined score so far, 87-3 and 55-0. Well, I think they're number 9. They're ranked number 9. But so far, the competition obviously has not been very good. And if they play teams like this again, I mean, you're going to have to lay 4 touchdowns, 5 touchdowns in these games probably with Nickel State. James Madison never got there.
Yeah.
They were laying a ton of points. What, mid-30s? They didn't get there. And they might be the best team at this level.
16-4 for the Dogs on Saturday. My God.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe it.
Well, to your point, though, last week.
And then to be catching 27, 21, 18.
Outright winners.
Yeah.
It is frustrating, though, on a Saturday when you're sitting around and, okay, I'm going to go around the dial right now and see what else is on TV. Like, I want to watch some football, right? Give me some games.
Got to wait till April. Wait till the madness is done. Yeah, I know. I'm with you. I hear you. It'd be fun to watch North Dakota State. One thing, too, as you mentioned in North Dakota State, and I'll do it later in the show, I can't wait to talk to Joe Corey about Wilson, Watson, what's going to happen with Dak and all. Peter King thinks Mac Jones will go ahead of Trey Lance.
Really? Okay.
But will Trey Lance fall farther than 15.5 with that William Hill prop?
What were his reasons why?
I mean, well, some people have Lance going ahead of Fields. Has played one game in 414 days. Had an interception in that game. Didn't play well. I mean, that caused some of his reasons. And then who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah, it comes down to brand name bias, too. Alabama against North Dakota. I mean, a lot of unknowns about him.
Well, if a team like the Raiders were on the clock.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, the national title game.
Yes.
I think four guys from Alabama and Ohio State combined this year.
Yeah. That was interesting.
I got to be honest. That would not shock me whatsoever. His story is good today.
A lot of good stuff in
there. Okay, good. I'll read it when the show's done.
Absolutely.
All right.
I'll relay some tidbits that I found interesting from that, too. It's some good stuff.
Yeah, and we have much more to get into in the NFL. You know, I was searching for reasons why Chicago would be on, and I had a conversation with a couple of people about this over the weekend. Why would Chicago be on Russell Wilson's list? And I think there's a reporter who speculated on this. We'll get to that coming up a little bit later on, why it might make some sense, why you'd go to Chicago. The Las Vegas angle makes a lot of sense. Sierra could also she could have a residency here. Once things get back to normal, potentially a casino would pay her to put on a show 3-4 nights a week, whatever it might be. And then bada bing, bada boom, he's playing football in the same exact city.
Do you have enough hits? I don't know about that. I don't know about the catalog. I think you have to have a better resume and catalog. I mean, that's, I don't know.
Up next, who knows? She probably has 14 number one hits. I've never heard of any of them. The Cardi NBA, they're 14-2 to the over at home as they face the best ATS team in the league tonight.
For your winnings, cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. $250 match bonus, fast payouts, one-time play through your hometown book, BetRivers. Rush Pay, not good in Iowa, but valid in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Such a fun show. The flow, easy to dance to. Incredible. Follow the money. We love it. DraftKings quarterbacks first round over 4.5 now -670.
That moved up.
Thanks to Matt, the producer, does a great job. William Hill, last spot quarterback selected first round, 15.5 still low, -180. Peter King today thinks Jones could go ahead of Lance.
Okay, a little NBA here, and the Kings lost again last night. So we'll go back before Friday night, I believe it was. They beat the Pistons. This is a good tweet from @StatMuse. The Kings lost 9 straight games. Worst defensive rating in NBA history, and they have held an opponent under 100 points only one time this season. So they won over the weekend against the Pistons, but we saw that, we talked about this in the first segment today, how they just completely vomited last night all over the entire front of their jerseys, and they gave up an 8-point lead going to the free throw line with a minute 16 to play in the game, and they lost in regulation. Should be impossible. Nope. Anything is possible. So, tonight, we do have a couple of really good games on the schedule, including, now, I don't know if this is a good game or not, the Jazz are laying 6.5 or 7. Pelicans continue to be thought of as a very, sexy team because of the personnel and Zion Williamson, obviously. They are 14-2 to the over at home, but the Jazz are the best team ATS in the entire league. And again, laying a heavy-duty number in this game, and the total is 234.5 or 235, the way it appears.
Not enough.
We're going to get plenty of points in this game tonight.
Great numbers from Joe Osborne, too, at Odd Shark. Pelicans have played 10 straight overs in the first quarter. 10 straight overs, first quarter. Utah beat them 129-118 and 118-102. So they had the loss in there, but incredible job by Mitchell, who's down to 15-1 at William Hill to win the MVP with the struggles of the Lakers here in LeBron, although they were great yesterday. So good information there and a good game.
Well, what stands out to me is the Jazz are laying this number tonight. It was a similar number against the Heat when they lost that game. So, and Butler was back for the game, I get it, but that number should not be the same. Like the Pelicans and the Heat have around the same power rating? No, they don't. Heat are better than the Pelicans, period.
And I don't see where the stops are coming from.
I don't either.
The Pelicans,
I don't.
Yeah.
No.
See if the Jazz get whatever they want. That was good. Yeah, Houston opened 5.5 down to 4.5 in the toilet bowl. Nets 3.5 and 234 tonight. No Kyrie, likely. No Durant. And Luka time, right? Nice win for him. They played at the shorthanded Nets.
Yep.
They got him beat. They beat him. And now they're 7 against the Magic and 224. Going to be interesting there in that division. But again, I think it's buy time on Dallas to win that division because, and a good job by the Spurs who beat the Pelicans over the weekend. But the Spurs are going to have to fit all those games in a short period of time in the second half because they were on pause and had so many games canceled. And we'll see if Luka can get these guys hop on his back and if Porzingis can stay healthy, if the Mavs can play like the team. And I laid 210 before the season started. Would you believe the day after Christmas, I have the Spurs to win the division? I looked at it over the weekend. Guess what the price was?
8-1.
23-1.
Is that right?
To win the division. The Harden stuff was unknown at the time, I guess, even though he demanded a trade. But the day after Christmas, 23-1 to win the division there in first place.
My God, they probably had played, what, one game? Two games, something like that? That was it?
If that. Yeah.
23-1. Okay. And now they're, what, 2-1? Mm-hmm. But they do have a 2.5 game lead in that division.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of the numbers, by the way, for the Mavericks. Offensive efficiency from last year, at the time, best of all time. Tied for 10th this year. Defensively, they're 26th. And pace, they're only 21st overall. We do get the Pacers and the 76ers tonight. And a strange loss by Philly over the weekend to the Cavaliers at home. Embiid went nuts.
Yeah.
He had 42. But you can't lose a game like that.
Nope.
Because, by the way, when you look at the standings now at the top of the East, and it's funny because there's a huge drop-off after like the top three or four teams. But Philly's the one seed right now by a half a game over the Nets. They're one game up on the Bucks. Oh, my God. Is this right? It's updated after last night. The Knicks are now the four seed in the East.
And they're a game over 500, right? Is it one or two?
They're 18 and 17.
Come on. What a joke. This has been a problem for 25 years.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Well, look at though. I mean,
they're the four seed and they're a game over 500?
Yeah.
Blow it up. Seed 1 to 16, Silver, will you please?
Boy, right now the Pacers are out of the playoffs. Charlotte would be the 8. They're 16 and 17. And then the Raptors, Celtics, and Heat are all 17 and 17 on the year. And Toronto and Boston are tied for last place right now in the Atlantic.
Yeah, well, at least Toronto's playing well. How about that? I mean, COVID took a bunch of those guys out.
Oh, yeah.
Siakam, coaching staff, whatever. They're on pause now, too.
Mm-hmm.
Which this is going to be, boy, the betting ramifications of what this is going to do in the second half. You're out. There's nothing you can do now. Like as we talked about Friday, the schedule's made. The play-in games are the 18th through the 21st, whatever it is.
Right.
And then the playoffs start that Saturday. You have no time. If someone has an outbreak again and you miss six games, okay. That's it.
Of course.
Void city.
Yep.
By the way, action.
The total tonight in the Nets Spurs game is 234.5. What do you think about that number?
Yeah, I like that over too.
Right now the Nets, of course, number one overall offensively, 22nd on defense, and 8th overall in pace. I'm surprised to see that the Spurs on offense only 21st in the league, tied for 21st.
A good job by Doug, the prop bet guy, too, who we had on for the first time, and he went 2-0 the day he was on the show. He added one play. Siakam was no action. But you know who made a great observation? number, like I want to tie it into props, was Mike Palm Wednesday with his no hyperbole. He's right. Draymond Green, he gets another technical last night. I mean, he's Rasheed Wallace. Remember, Rasheed Wallace once got kicked out of a playoff game after what Draymond did and cost him a game with a technical. It's just like it's every single game with this guy.
You know, I think he's been in the league now for 9 years. Is that what Mike said?
It's ridiculous.
I think he was drafted in 2012, and he hasn't changed yet.
Well, the other thing, what do you do with his props? Because he's been fantastic, at least dishing the ball out with all the assists.
Yeah, he had 19 the other game.
Yeah.
Sports bettors, are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using the promo code VSIN2K to get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. And when you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and rewards at your fingertips. Download the PointsBet app now to experience this premium sportsbook for yourself. So, are you ready? Terms and conditions apply. Void where prohibited. Must be 21+. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER for crisis counseling and referral services. Win some, lose some is on deck. This shouldn't be possible at any level in soccer. Join the action on DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports. Download the app. Use the promo code VSIN when you sign up to compete for cash prizes every week. Don't wait. Sign up now. And new customers get a deposit bonus up to $500. That's code VSIN when you sign up. And if you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in Indiana, it's 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Must be 18 years or older. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Here we go, baby. It's time now for win-lose.
Rough night. Good night. How does it make you feel? Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today in Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
All right, Brad Beats, as I mentioned Saturday, Knicks first half, they closed on a 17-3 run, and Rose hit a three at the buzzer, deep three, to get the money, and then they did it again yesterday. 13 straight covers first half for the Knicks. What a story. Last night, Kings money line. Or laying three, whatever. They're up eight. They're at the line shooting two with a minute 13 left. And they lost in regulation. Come on. Hurricanes, Panthers under six. 1-0, 18 minutes left. 4-3 final.
Isn't that something?
It's like the Washington-Pittsburgh game from last week. Yep. 4-3 final, my God. FCS, Nichols State, Lamar over 55. Well, I get 55 out of Nichols. Little help, Lamar. Nope. Barely not. Good. Nope. Win some. UFC, Lawrence by knockout, 7-1, 18-1 here at Circa to win in round three. It happened again. De La Rosa, Silva, draw, 70-1 here at Circa.
That has happened actually now at least a handful of times in the last, what, few months?
Well, they do them every week, so it's hard.
Yeah.
But it seems like there's been, I want to say there's been four or five draws in the last couple months. I could be off, but
no, I think you're right.
Been, yes.
You know, here's a tough thing, though. Knowing which fight's going to, you know, has draw potential. But in play, you can find it where you can bet a draw. If where somebody, you know, wins like the first round, 10-8, and the other person comes back to win round two, you're live.
FCS dogs, 16-4 ATS on Saturdays. We discussed earlier, six double-digit dogs, one straight up. Southern Illinois, 7-1 on the money line. North Dakota State had won 39 in a row, worst loss since 05. VMI 9-1, 21-point dogs beat Furman. Dixie State plus 12. I didn't even see the money line on that game. 27.5, won by 12. Gardner-Webb plus 17.5. That was a nice payout. They won by three touchdowns. Butler plus 550 yesterday. Nova 2-27 from three. A couple other wins some with the soccer. Chelsea 0-0 yesterday against Man U. They've allowed three goals. They've conceded three goals in their last 10 matches. Since they got this new manager, I mean, it's defend, defend, defend.
Yep.
And they won the Champions League match last week 1-0. But move over and make room for Man City. They've won 20 in a row in all competitions. 20 in a row for Man City. They've allowed 8 goals in their last 27 matches. It goes back to the last loss, November 21st. My God.
Paul, they
eight
are...
8 goals in 27 matches.
They have outscored their opponents 51-7 during the streak. 51-7. And I watched that game bright and early. The days all come together now. Was it Monday, right. Saturday morning probably, something like that? Did you see the opportunity that West Ham had in the final minute?
I did not.
Oh, man. The pass, if the pass would have been a foot shorter, I think they actually have a draw in that game. Because the goal was right there for him to take.
Win
in like
some.
The 94th minute.
Sorry. Sorkin was 9-1. What was he won a couple of times.
He was 9-1 to win last night. And then...
What was the 9-1? Screenplay? I thought he was a heavy favorite. Was it Chicago 7? I think it was
Chicago 7.
Okay. And then Rosamund. We talked about that.
Yeah.
She's very good in that show. She was plus 1250. Oh,
but that's what Wes Reynolds tweeted that out. I saw 14-1 actually, 2 on her. And she took down that category. Yep, that was a stat category, and she won it at that number.
Yep. That was the Golden Globes yesterday. Also bad for the books. I know Brad Powers talked about this. This was a winner. Missouri State opened 3.5 at DraftKings, close 7. They won by 6. And Austin Peay, Tennessee State under 57, down to 54, 27-20. So I'll move there. That was right. Let's go to the videos. As always, Paulie does Vegas on Instagram. Apparently everyone does dog videos now on their shows. That's something. I like this idea. Me and my boyfriend can't decide what to do for food, so we do the fast food roulette wheel. They show me where we're going. Look at that. That's awesome.
Okay, you need this at your house.
Where are we eating today, honey? Let's go to the roulette wheel. Spin the ball. See where it winds up.
You
That's
and
awesome.
Humans here. You'd yes. have a lot of fun with this thing.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait for the rankings. Do you have the McDonald's chicken sandwich?
I did not yet.
Okay,
but I'll
good.
Tell you another thing that you can do, though. You can make brackets.
Sure you can.
To decide where you want to go.
All right. That's excellent. There you go. Okay, how about the dog videos? Look at this. This is an oldie but a goodie. The owner looking at his food. Dog staring at him. He looks at the dog. Well, nothing. Looks back at his food. Dog wants a piece. Give me some. Can I have some?
Well, what do you got there? Anything, pal?
Then the owner looks back at the dog. Oh, okay.
Nope.
Very good.
Come
on, Mitch.
Me.
It's a hard sell by me, but you won't regret it. You got to do it. How about the Husky singing Star Wars? You got to do it, Mitch. You got to get a Husky. They're unbelievable. I'm telling you. You can't go wrong.
Okay, is that a reach or is it really selling Star Wars to you?
I can see you. A little bit. That's forced. A little creative, but we'll go with it.
Good looking dog.
And, yeah, great. Thanks. It is. Thanks to Foley. Nothing beats the dog, the Husky, getting the bath, though. And thanks to the Army for sending this in. Guys, it's March 1st today. This guy driving around in his neighborhood. Look at this. It's not one house. It's several. With the Christmas lights still up. We had the guy in Ontario showing the reindeer and the stuff. He's taking a picture. I got to take a picture. I got to show it to follow the money. Look at this. It's out of control. And then the other one. I mean, we got multiple videos and pictures this week about it. Yeah, here's another one. Walking the dog. March 1st is Monday. Here we go. I don't get it. I don't. It's March 1st. Take the Christmas lights down.
You know, okay. Now, this is becoming... And it's overtaking the Happy New Year on February 2nd.
Yes, it is.
Right? This is way worse.
Yes, it is.
I'd rather have somebody say Happy New Year on March 15th than see lights up on March 1st.
Yep. There you go. Win-lose. What'd you think of that was a tough assignment for Poehler and Tina Fey.
Well.
One's in New York.
Yeah.
One's in L.A. You don't really have a crowd.
I watched some of it last night because I wanted to see if any of the dogs were going to come in, specifically in the categories like we talked about. Ted Lasso got there at minus $2.
Sudeikis won, yeah.
He won. But the other categories we thought might have a chance, I thought maybe Lily Collins, who's Phil Collins' daughter, by the way. She's awesome. Had a chance at 12-1. She didn't. She didn't win that one. So I was in and out. I don't know. What did you think overall?
I thought Jeff Daniels, who was nominated to hanging out in a flannel t-shirt, was funny. And what Sudeikis was wearing.
A tie-dye shirt?
Yeah.
People thought he was...
And then people all over Jared Leto for his outfit, which apparently he's your neighbor.
It.
He was hanging out to see what he was like. Red Rock, it said. On the pre-show, they interviewed him, and it said Red Rock, which is right down the street from Summerlin. Summerlin, Nevada, suburb of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's what it said. I don't know.
Really?
It's just hanging out. So the Sorkin setup was pretty good. That was kind of, it was like the NFL draft where you get to go in everyone's home and see their setup and what they have going.
Yeah.
But tough assignment for Poehler and Fey. And then they get the technical issues right off the bat on the first winner, with, but they fixed it too. But the good night in the association and a good bounce back too by the Lakers after what happened with their poor stretch. They beat Portland and then they ran out the Warriors last night. No problem as well.
Well, did you see that, by the way, another game for the Lakers in the fourth quarter where it stayed under, it just
what is the
slow
number?
Death again?
We get, what's the number?
So,
the running?
It's, well, the overall, I've looked now, pregame, the number has been around mid-50s, right? I saw 54.5 and I believe a 55 in the last couple of games. If you can find books where you can actually bet the Lakers fourth quarter total before the game starts, a lot of them you can't. But it was 22-18 for the score last night, 40 combined points.
That's something.
I think they've had one loser going back like 15 games.
Credit to Joe Osborne again, Odd Shark. He does a great job following this. First quarter runs. Suns are on an 18-4 run. First quarter. Blazers 10-2 in action tonight. Portland has won. They're 6.5 tonight. Portland has beat Charlotte 12 in a row at home.
Hmm. And I'm guessing that first quarter number tonight is going to be 2?
Probably. Pelicans, 10 overs in a row first quarter. First half, Knicks have covered 13 in a row. OKC, 12-3 ATS run. Lakers, 2-9. They got there last night. It was 1-9. This is going into yesterday. So those are your NBA. Chris Otto at PSU Otto on Twitter. Follow the Money Army with the hockey. Ottawa, 17-6 to the over first period. Colorado, 13-5 to the under. And here it is again. It was phenomenal a couple years ago. The Dallas Stars are 14-2 to the under in the first period. Mercy.
And recently that number has been around $1.25 from what I've noticed.
Yeah, but now the third period, I think that's three straight losses now. Is it three or two? Two straight back-to-back Flyers now, only 14-3 to the over in the third period. Back-to-back 3-0 wins over Buffalo. Elliott had the shutout. Hart came back and did it. Carolina 16-4 to the over in the third. Colorado 14-4. And Ottawa's 18-5 to the over in the second period. So there's some good numbers there.
And we get the Maple Leafs and the Oilers going at it again tonight.
I had the Maple Leafs over there. They were $1.20, $1.30. Shut them out. Campbell with the shutout. What's going on? Is Anderson? What's going on with Anderson? Hello, Canada. Help. Rogers, hello.
He'll be coming back eventually.
It was Hutchinson, then it's Campbell. Hutchinson for two, Campbell. So
yeah, but once this team, Matthews has been out.
Yeah.
I mean, the way that they're playing, and they play pretty much the entire year, once they get...
Well, if they win tonight, just that division champs. Montreal got beat again. Oh,
I know.
God.
I know. I'm talking more than the division, though. I'm talking about
making
a deep run this year. And not to get the hopes up, not that I have to do this, but I mean, you know, the hopes are always up for that team.
Did you watch the St. Louis-San Jose game Saturday?
Well, it was bonkers.
Oh, my God.
Actually, no, because I was out for the Golden Knights game. I'm not lying, Paul. Every single TV was on the Golden Knights game.
I had that game on, and I had the Knights on, and I was betting it in play. It was 7-6 final. Bennington got pulled, and he punched three guys on his way off the ice.
I saw that highlight.
But it was a 7-6 final. They played 14 minutes of scoreless hockey in the third period. There were five goals right away in the third period. And then with like 13 minutes left, I'm like, I'll lay $1.80 in play with the Blues over 7.5 team total. Worst case, I have the empty net scenario.
Sure.
Nothing. 13 minutes of scoreless hockey. But still, it was bam. Every time you looked up, goal, 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 goal. And Fleury did it again. When's he going to get a day off? They have 17 games in March. When's he going to get it? What's going on with Leonard? Hello.
I have an awesome nugget on Marc-Andre Fleury coming up in about 40 minutes here on the show. Eye-popping. Up next, one team on his wish list seemed a little odd, but we'll tell you how one reporter tried to make sense of it coming up.